Now, on the day after a Saginaw police officer was shot, we were already scheduled to talk about our next topic with Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
You keep tabs on officers that are killed in the line of duty nationwide. This is a nationwide effort, right?
Right. So I'm involved. There's an initiative called Below 100. Mm-hmm. It's to bring line of duty deaths below 100. We haven't had that since 1943.
Wow.
And then I track on the Officer Down Memorial page. They track line of duty deaths, whether it's car crashes, shootings, heart attacks. So I keep track of that. So it's awareness and accountability.
Yeah.
We try to teach that to our officers. And I think I know the five tenets of Below 100, we can use that for civilians too and citizens out here.
Sure. It's all about being aware and being safe. So where are we at 23 days now, not even a full 23 days into 2019?
So I sent you an email over the weekend. We were at 7 line of duty deaths, and since that time, we're up to 9. So jeez, just in 3 or 4 days, that's
it just ticks up every day. It's a great goal to be below 100. What are some of the things that you do to try and maintain that?
Well, like I said, it's awareness and accountability. We know that it's an unrealistic goal to say no line of duty deaths. It's a dangerous job. You could be ambushed, you could just be driving or parked on the side of the road and struck by somebody and killed. But there are certain things, certain behaviors that if we can teach you not to do them, we can eliminate preventable deaths and injuries, hopefully. So there's 5 tenets for Below 100. The first one, wear your seatbelt. It's such a big one. So just wearing your seatbelt if you're in a car crash is going to increase your chances of surviving that car crash. So that's for everybody. You know, it's a state law, and it's just good common sense for safety purposes. Have a seatbelt on. The next one is wear your vest. So we're really good here, officers, about wearing their personal body armor, right, out here. So, and somebody else might go, well, what's that pertain to me? Well, we also encourage people to wear a traffic vest if they're out on a crash scene or directing traffic. Maybe you're a runner that runs at night or you ride a bicycle. High visibility clothing. The other, personal flotation device. We have a lot of people, we're on a river and a lake, a couple rivers actually, a lot of boaters in this area, a lot of people in kayaks, a lot of paddle boards. A lot of people go out on kayaks and paddle boards and they go, I'm just kind of lazing along the water.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but you should have that on. You know, you could flip over, or you could hit your head when you fall off or something and become unconscious. So that's going to help save you. Watch your speed. So we're always telling people to slow down. We see this in this weather right now. So this last week's really pounded us with snow. And even though we're from here and we're raised here and we know better every year, we continue to drive a little too fast initially. We find we can't brake as easily. When we try to turn, the front end starts kind of snow plow away from us.
I saw a lot of that Saturday when we had that snow. And I was just out briefly up in the north end, and I saw a lot of people. I didn't see accidents, but I saw a lot of people coming up to the stoplight and, you know, fishtailing before they came to a stop.
Right. So we need to slow down. Fourth tenet, win. What's important now? So what is important for us? And that could be anything. My daughter, so the other day she's kind of laughing at something. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm looking at vines, which whatever that is, it's something the kids like to do on the internet.
Yep.
I said, do you have homework? Yes. That's your priority right now, is your homework.
Right.
So what is important now? Is it getting rest? And this is from Lou Holtz. He wrote a book. His big thing for his football players, what's important now? Is it getting to class on time? Is it studying? Is it being at practice on time? Is it eating a healthy meal? You know, so what should you be taking care of right now?
That, you know, that sounds so simple, and yet there are so many distractions, things on our phones, you know, things that take us out of the moment, things that are time suckers. We don't realize how much time they're eating away.
Monday afternoon, I had training at 5 o'clock Monday, and at 2, my wife said, "Hey, can you take care of this?" I said, "This weekend, you want me to?" And she's like, "You're already in work mode. 3 hours ahead, you're already prepping stuff." You know,
right?
So I'm bad about it. I have to admit.
Yeah.
You know, what was important now is probably taking care of things at home,
right?
And
right.
Not already focusing on work.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with it, I'll have to admit.
Yeah.
So
what's important now?
Last thing, remember, complacency kills. So we try to remind our officers, you know, don't be complacent. Don't go, oh, it's only this person. We deal with them all the time. Or they hear an alarm and they go, oh, that's the third alarm this month. There won't be anybody there. And so I would just tell people, you know, don't be complacent about things. Don't take things for granted. Like, oh, that car is going to stop for the red light. Maybe it's not. It's. I watched someone, I was taking my daughter to school, and they just plowed through the stop sign. This is at the school. They're driving their own kid to school. They just drove through the stop sign, went in the parking lot, and then I watched them exit without ever touching the brakes, too. And it's, you know, if you just think everything will be all right, that's the person that's going to maybe take you out.
Yeah, the person that just didn't realize there was a stop sign there because their mind was on something that they had to do 3 hours from now. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And they're in a hurry to get their kid to school. And is my kid going to be late? And I understand that, but, you know, be careful around the school zones. And that's one thing, the complacency kills. Last year, you know, when I sent this email, we had 148 line of duty deaths. This morning I looked and it's at 150. You say, how could that change? And what happens is maybe someone that suffered a heart attack last year, they didn't get put on the list right away. And then this year they discovered, okay, it is a line of duty death. The big things and gunfire deaths are real big, but some other things that are big that would affect everyday people, automobile crashes are big and heart attacks. So there's things like that. And certainly 9/11 related illness. That's starting to catch up with us now. And it's catching up with law enforcement, firefighters, all the sanitation workers that work there, that worked at the dump where all of that material was taken to. So that's starting to catch up with us.
I want to back up to the Officer Down memorial page you mentioned. What is that?
So it's ODMP, Officer Down memorial page. Chris Cosgriff is the founder of it. So they track the line of duty deaths here in the U.S. They also track canine deaths. So last year, we had 27 canine deaths. We had, we've got one so far this year. And actually, last year at the end of the year, if you recall, down at, in St. Clair Shores, they had a canine that was shot killed by a suspect. In Michigan last year, we had three officers killed in the line of duty. All three were Detroit Police Department officers. And as I said, I've mentioned the leading causes of death. It, you know, it might not be of interest to everybody, but at, if any officers are listening right now, I certainly encourage them to follow that and to be aware. And they're honoring these officers. They're not saying, and again, with this initiative, Below 100, I'm not criticizing. There are certain things, certain deaths that probably could have been prevented. Speed has contributed in a crash. Or there are some officers that still don't believe in wearing a seatbelt. But what we want to do is remember, we want to learn from what's happened, and we do want to honor them in our profession, certainly.
Absolutely. It's certainly a sobering topic, but an interesting one, and one that, like you said, has some real-world applications for those of us that aren't officers. Just be aware of your surroundings. Stay safe out there.
Right, and like I said, it's something I really push for, and I believe it's an attainable goal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to happen while I'm still working, but I think we can do it, and we'll keep working at it, and I'll keep working on it even after I retire.
Good for you. That's fantastic. And especially on a day like today, be careful out there. Be safe because it's a little slippery. Doug, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Port Huron Police Department Sergeant Doug Decker with us on WPHM 22 past 8 o'clock.